This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Five army soldiers were killed during a tank warfare exercise in the Ladakh region last night when the stream through which the tanks were passing suddenly got flooded. An exercise of tank warfare was going on in the Dolatbeg Ord area near the line of actual control, LSE. In an official statement, defense spokesperson in Leh said the mishap occurred while deinducting from a military training activity. An army T-72 tank got struck in the Shayok River near Saser Brangsa, eastern Ladakh, due to sudden increase in the water level. Rescue teams rushed to the location, but due to the high current and water levels, the rescue mission didn't succeed and the tank crew lost their lives. An Indian Army regrets loss of five brave personnel. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief at the loss of lives of five Indian Army soldiers in an unfortunate accident while getting the tank across a river in Ladakh. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The countrymen will never forget the exemplary service of the gallant soldiers to the nation." He expressed condolences to the BD families. The Defense Minister said the nation stands firm with them during this hour of grief. The National Testing Agency, NTS, announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTS said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between 21st of August and the 4th of September. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, was cancelled a day after being conducted on the 18th of this month as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. Joint CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from the 25th to the 27th of July. The National Common Entrance Test, NSET, for admission to the four-year integrated teacher education program, ITEP, which was also postponed, will now be conducted on the 10th of July. The NTS said that the All India Ayush Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule on the 6th of next month. The 52-day-long annual pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji commenced this morning from both Pahalgam and Baltal routes in Kashmir Valley amid tight security. The yatra will come to an end on the 19th of August on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima. The Union Territory Administration has made elaborate security arrangements to ensure smooth conduct of the yatra this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release three books on the life and journey of former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu tomorrow afternoon through video conferencing. The event is taking place on the eve of the 75th birthday of Mr. Naidu and scheduled to be held at Anvaya Convention Centre in Gachi Bawli, Hyderabad. The books to be released by Prime Minister are a biography titled Venkaiah Naidu, Life and Service, authored by S. Nagesh Kumar, former resident editor of The Hindu, Hyderabad edition, celebrating Bharat, the mission and message of Sri M. Venkaiah Naidu as 13th Vice President of India, a photo chronicle compiled by Dr. I. V. Subba Rao, former Secretary to Vice President of India, and pictorial biography in Telugu titled Mahaneta, Life and Journey of Sri M. Venkaiah Naidu, authored by Sanjay Kishore. The Jharkhand government has taken a decision for 200 units per month free electricity for domestic consumers. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Champai Soren. Cabinet Secretary Vandana Dadel said the government will bear an additional burden of around 21 crore, 70 lakh rupees per month for this. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Summit, to be held next week. Talking to media, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the summit will take place from the 3rd to 4th of July at Astana in Kazakhstan. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansoor has stormed into the women's singles semi-final of the U.S. Open badminton tournament in Texas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.